Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Think Big, Bodybuilding Media and Advices Radio if you are listening on audio. Guys, if you haven't subscribed, please do. And thank you for watching. Today, we have with us somebody I've always said is one of my favorite classic physique competitors, IFBB pro Terrence Ruffin. Terrence, that hasn't changed, man. You're still one of my favorites, man. Those guys are getting freaky, but you're keeping up with them, man.
It's always a struggle. Like I'm one of the few guys, you know. You see a lot of the guys that came out the first year aren't here anymore. Yeah. You know, Danny moved down quite a bit. Even Arash is dropping out of the top five. So it's definitely a struggle each and every year.
What it is with you, man, I feel like you're designed for this because you're not the heaviest guy on stage. But, obviously Sean Clarita proved you don't have to be the heaviest guy to be really successful at this. Tell me a little bit now about what you've been doing since we've seen you last. Now, last time I know I saw you on stage was at the Olympia. Was that the last time you competed?
Oh, man. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's just been a minute. Yeah.
Okay. And I was there. Man, you looked fantastic. I don't feel that you got as much attention as we would have liked you to have. What was the take home message from getting to stand? First of all, man, I mean, congratulations having stepped on the Olympia stage. That was 2018. You've had a year off, since then, and you look incredible, man. I've been seeing you posting a bunch of pictures comparing to where you were before. That's one of the big things I really want to talk to you about today, about how you've made improvements. But for starters, man, what was the take-home message from then to now? What did you decide you needed to work on?
Just upper body. Well, I mean, like, it's funny. A lot of people say, I didn't get it. They try to say something nice, and I really appreciate it. But, like, they say I was overlooked. And I'm like, well, I was in the first call-outs, like, I want to say right next to Breon. Mm. And then they moved me down, and then they moved me down one more time. And I'm
dude,
like,
dude,
oh,
they you worked know. You, man. You were up there forever. You were in every call-out, man. Flexing hard the whole time.
And then, like, that's why I tell people, I'm like, yo, you gotta make sure you can do more than what's, you think you're going to need to do, because, like, you may end up in a situation like that and you don't want to be, drenched in sweat, breathing super heavy. Yeah. I think I did pretty good. Granted, I maybe started to fade a bit, but posing wise, I felt I wasn't, like, dying too much. So, but I think the biggest thing was, I was working with Matt Porter at the time.
Yeah.
And, Me and him both decided, it was like, yeah, we need to kind of take some time and get a little bit bigger.
Right on.
I weighed 170 pounds at that show and probably could have been maybe a pound or two lighter. But I had 10 pounds to grow. So it was like, yeah, let's just take advantage of that.
Right on, man. Right on. So, now like I said, I've seen some recent pictures comparing your progress to last year, and I'll go ahead and throw one of those up here in the video. But, tell me, man, what's been going on? How have you accomplished, the changes that you've made?
It's really not complicated at all, okay, man. Like, people ask me, it's really the only thing I've changed is the way I train. I'm not eating any, more food than I've done in the past. I'm not taking any more supplements, I probably would say I took less. It's obviously a lot less because of, Matt passing, and then I got a divorce. So literally the only thing that was really consistent was my training. And I lifted a lot heavier. I've been kind of following hypertrophy coach Joe Bennett.
Yeah.
If you guys know who that are, he's a really, really smart guy. He reached out to me 3 years ago, and I would come down maybe once a month, but still needed some time to kind of learn his philosophies and different things. And then about a year ago in October, I moved down here and started training with him pretty much every day.
Yeah.
And honestly, that was the biggest change and the biggest reason for the changes I've made this offseason.
Yeah. So you mentioned that, before we got started, you're like, just down here in Florida. So that's one of the reasons that you moved down there. So Dusty and Ron just had Joe Bennett on the other week their show. So it was one of the reasons, he was talking about working with you, and I thought, man, this guy's really brilliant. I liked the stuff that he was saying. It all made a lot of sense to me. And I thought, and that's when it got me thinking, I was like, man, I haven't talked to Terrence in some time. And then I was looking at your pictures, like, man, he's making some incredible progress too. So this has been for you, this is more than just like bodybuilding changes. This sounds like huge life changes that you've been making.
Yeah, I guess it has been. Yeah.
Where are you at in Florida?
I'm in Tampa, Florida. I love it here. They're out, Joe is out of town this weekend doing the Redcon stuff, but I still have the MR40 gym to come train at. So it's really nice. It's a really nice atmosphere just all around in this area.
Right on, man. And where were you before?
I lived in Maryland for a year, and then before that, I was in Northwest Florida, about 6 hours
Okay.
northwest of here.
Okay. Yeah, Tampa's like a hotbed for bodybuilding. I mean, the MI40 gym, that place is, has to be pretty well equipped, I imagine.
Oh, definitely. Ben doesn't mess around. And then there's another bodybuilder who opened a gym, Derek Oslin. He
Okay.
has his gym too. I go there every now and again. The Fam Tampa is what he calls it. Yeah.
Okay, nice man. Nice. So tell me about working with Joe. What's it been like? What have you been learning from him?
Oh man, it's always weird talking about what I, what Joe knows, because I'm like, yo, he can explain it so much better than I can. But basically, what I've been doing differently is the big. Honestly, when I first started this new program and before I even moved down here, he wanted me to, log my weights, and then that made a huge difference in and of itself. And then when I got down here, just. I had a I had him to train with. I had Bryce and Bam to train with, and they just push each set, to failure. And it's funny because a lot of guys talk about you don't need to go to failure, you don't need to do this. And I spent years training the way like some of my idols train, and I'm like, that's cool that they can do that. Like I did leap freeze arm workouts. They were like 2 hours long. I've done
Okay.
like. Workouts from Branch Warren. I've done lots of different stuff, and what I've learned is, for some, everyone has different genetics, and some people just need to lift weight, pick up a weight, and they'll grow, But for other people like myself, I need to have something more structured. I need to be doing. I've done the same basic lifts for about 2 years now. That's why I
Okay.
say it's really boring. I've been doing the same basic lifts for 2 years, just progressing. I've recently just changed my split for this prep, and that was about it. I took out one leg day, and yeah, that was it, because I didn't really need to focus on legs anymore.
Interesting.
Just maintaining what they had. So just kind of paying attention to that, and then I've lowered my working sets. I do maybe two to three in the off season. And even now, I'm doing one to two working sets. So he actually has been tapering my volume down as this prep has been going by, which is something very, very new to me.
Yeah.
Bodybuilders talk about, oh, you need to work harder when you get in prep. You need to do that. I'm like,
Right.
but yeah. And I feel like that's why I've been maintaining a lot of size. Even John Meadows, who's doing my nutrition and everything else. He was like, hey man, you haven't lost any size at all. I think you've actually grown a bit. And it's been really interesting. I've been the same weight for maybe 5 weeks now. Yeah, and I do maybe, let's say for instance, legs. I did legs the other day. I
Okay.
did one working set of squats, one working set on seated leg curls, two working sets on lying leg curls, and one working set on half squats, and that was it. Well, and then we finished up with two sets of lunges. So.
Okay. So we're talking like five working sets now. Now explain to me, because I think that the semantics can get a little twisted now. When you're doing
Yeah.
five working sets, you're not just going in the gym, right, and just picking up the bar, boom, set one is done, that first 5 minutes, right?
No,
How long does it take you? Say so it sounds like squats were the first movement. How long would it
Yeah.
take you to warm up to that first actual working set? And what does that look like?
I would say maybe let me see, one, two, three, four, five, six, maybe six warm-up sets to get up to the weight I need to get
Okay.
to and then the rep ranges for my warm-ups, you just want to get used to the weight acclimated. You're not trying to get a pump or anything during that time. Yeah, you don't want to get fatigued before you actually start, your working set. So usually maybe five or six warm-up sets, and then we do one working set, low reps, 5 to 8 reps, and then we do typically, let's say if I do two or three working sets, they're back off sets. So we take a little bit of weight off and do a few more reps.
Okay.
And the rest periods are typically 2 to 3 minutes long,
Okay.
typically. Yeah.
So you're saying that first working set, you're going all out. Like that's your heaviest set. The next set you're doing, you're backing off. So, say a guy has whatever it is, 315 on the bar for a squat. that next set you're maybe pulling 20 pounds or something like that.
Yeah.
What did you say your rep range? You say it's lower, like 5-6 reps?
Yeah, 5 to 8. First set, and then sometimes we'll go a little bit higher for the back off, like 8 to 12.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice, man. So
yeah,
was
been really loving it. Yeah.
In what are you seeing now with your recovery compared to those like 2-hour workouts that you were doing in the past?
You know, it's funny. I actually recover a little. I don't know. Well, it's a lot of stuff going on. It's me, you know, progressing and how I'm able to move the weight, control the weight, and then recruit fibers. Yeah. Kind of the way like Arnold talks about years ago when he was saying I can go in and lift, do like one set of curls and that can be better than someone's entire workout.
Yeah.
I feel like what I'm able to do now isn't what I was able to do when I was younger.
Hmm.
So it's a little bit hard to say, but I would say I do need more rest days.
Okay.
With this style, that I actually need more, even though technically I don't know, the volume's lower. Let me see. I train 4 days in a row, take one rest day, train 2 days in a row, and then take another rest day.
Okay.
And that's kind of, so 2 days on, 4 days, you know, yeah.
Yeah, 2 days or 4 days on, 1 day off, 2 days on, 1 day off, and then you go there back to go. The 4 days. Okay. Yeah. that makes sense, man. Now, where are we at right now? Are you doing that all the way in? I know right now, guys, Terrence is getting ready for the Niagara Pro. We are recording this on Saturday. It'll come out in the week. And then that'll be the upcoming weekend. So when you guys are seeing this, it'll be this upcoming weekend. Terrence is going to be up in Canada competing. You've been doing that same split at this point too, huh?
Yeah, for 12 weeks now. 12 weeks. Before that, it was 3 days on, 1 day off, and repeat.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And so you had mentioned too, so upper body is really where you wanted to try to put more focus. Tell me what have been some of the things that you've learned as far as, I mean, you said like you're just sticking to the basic exercises, but it sounds like you're getting more out of them though. It sounds like that you're able to contract better. How were you able to figure those things out? What turned that light bulb on? The reason I ask is because I know there's a lot of guys out there that could benefit from learning some of the things that you've learned over this past year.
Definitely. So the biggest thing, let's say my biggest weakness, I would say, was my arms.
Okay.
So, you know, besides all the things, like I literally say, I've been doing almost the same arm workouts for 2 years now. I do arms twice a week. And basically it was really just, I love the doing the top set first and the back off sets. That works very well. But also on top of that, just making sure before any of this extra stuff about how you do your reps, how you do anything else, is you need to be able to perform the exercise properly. And it's not just form. Joe uses execution instead of form, because it can look like you're doing it right, but does it feel like, you know, you need to, like, say for instance with a preacher curl, are you bracing your upper arm into the pad, or is everything locked into place? Is the only thing moving your bicep, not your shoulder to lift the dumbbell? Really, the only thing you want working is that bicep and that movement. I took advantage of doing that, and I've noticed I've been able to really push myself a lot harder and actually reach, I guess what they like to call a true failure. Definitely. And I noticed, and that's the biggest thing when I go and do seminars wherever, people think they can't do any more. I was in Hong Kong, and I was teaching these kind of concepts of how to really push themselves.
Yeah.
This one guy wanted to stop the set 10 reps before he was actually done. I was like, that is a big difference, you know? And he wasn't necessarily a small guy. I mean, but I just think in my head, like, you're 10 reps, you know, those 10 reps are like what you're missing to get to the next level. Like that's a big gap.
Yeah.
And it takes time to kind of build up that type of, I would say, mental fortitude to be able to push each set to that limit and actually know what that limit is. Definitely, I would say that.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's something that I feel like, you know, and it's a topic we come back to a lot here, is intensity. And I feel like the intensity is something that I'm always redefining. You know, my definition of it today is different than a year ago. And, you know, there was a time, and I just mentioned this to somebody else in a different interview, that I remember being like back in my parents' basement when I was 15, just thinking I was as intense as I possibly could be, you know?
Yeah.
And I've learned that so many times. So, that sounds really cool, man. And I totally get what you mean too about form, because form versus, I like that word, execution, because you could have, like, you think of form, you think of like, well, is my back straight? You know, am I in a safe position? Am I bringing the bar to my chest? That's form. I think form is making sure that you're feeling it in the target muscle, right? Like, that's form as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I would say like, I don't know, like, I don't miss. So some people, it's more than just making the exercise look right. It has to actually feel, you know, the feel right too. Like, there's a lot of things that go on internally that you kind of have to do and think about to really execute to like to the fullest ability. Kind of like small things where, let's say, you're bench pressing, depending on how you're pushing on the bar and different things like that, it's going to feel slightly different. You know, taking advantage of everything like that also plays a big role in how you feel and how the muscle's working.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So, you know, you mentioned that Joe's out of town, but do you train with him on a regular basis then when he is here, or do you train on your own? How does your workouts look?
I've been training with Joe and Bryce Bam for pretty much every day for the past 10 weeks. 10 weeks, yeah.
Okay, no kidding.
This is the first time I haven't trained with them this prep, yeah.
Okay, nice. Tell me about that. What's it like? You know, what's it like for you training? I mean, I know, you know, as you've progressed, your level's gone up. You know, we can say you are an Olympian competitor now. What's it like getting ready for a workout at that level compared to, say, you know, 5 years ago or even 10 years ago?
Honestly, man, I actually take it's a little bit more relaxing now.
Okay.
I remember when I was younger, and I would have to. I would be driving to the gym and I would turn on the music to get me pumped up and everything. Wouldn't want to talk to anybody. And I had to go lift. Now it's just chill. You know, we focus on, you know, we can flip that switch when that set starts.
Nice.
You know, we're all in, we're all focused. I like to joke. Joe likes to play like tons of music when he's lifting. And I'm like, dude, I don't even hear the music when I'm in a set. So I don't really care.
Yeah.
You know, what you're playing. So, definitely. I don't really do it. It's not really any I know people talk about it, even a lot of guys I respect, like you know, Tom Platz and other guys talk about getting into like a mental thing like at the beginning of your training session. But I think I'm just able to kind of do that, like right when the set starts, you just kind of breathe and then, you know, kind of focus in on what you need to do and what needs to happen during the exercise.
Right on.
Definitely. Yeah.
So you can walk in the gym, you can say hi to the girl who's working up front and not feel like you know, that's impeding on what you need to do. That's cool, man.
Definitely, yeah. You know what, I've learned a lot, man. Like, I feel like I was talking to Ben, and Ben talks a lot about, parasympathetic nervous system, sympathetic nervous system. And he says some of the best guy bodybuilders are just the dudes that are the most relaxed, most calm, don't ever let anything bother them. And I'm like, and anytime you're like, you're stressed out about anything, that's actually impeding, you know, growth. So I was like, well, you know, I'm a pretty chill dude already, so I might as well just kind of go all in.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense too. It's interesting too how, you know, we can think bodybuilding has to be one way, that you're like, because I remember those days. I've had those days. I'm driving to the gym. Metallica's on the radio. I've got it cranking. And, you know, I'm just like, don't even look at me. I got to get in there. I got to squat today. And, you know, it sounds like a real positive evolution, though. And it sounds like, and man, you just, overall, you seem like you're in a really good place. You know, like I said, I feel like this has been possibly an evolution of not just your bodybuilding, but your life, man. You seem real chill. You seem real happy. That's the word I would use. You seem happy.
Yeah, I've been learning a lot. I've been learning a lot about a lot. Yeah, as I get older, you know, it's funny, like, it's really weird now. I've been, I guess bodybuilding, I think 8 years now. I've been a pro since 2014, so that's five years. And that's before Classic came around. So like, you know, I've been here just kind of see where things are going. I've been here learning, you know, kind of learning and growing, because there's not a lot of mentors out there. You know, some people get lucky, they find somebody, they find a pro that's been in it for a while, they take them under their wing. But you know, a lot of this I kind of had to figure out myself on how to build and how to kind of navigate through this pro lifestyle.
That's cool, man. Yeah, that's really cool. You know, just overall, tell me, what do you think about the climate of the Classic division? You know, like we said at the very beginning of the show, it's something that's definitely been evolving, and I think it's amazing. You know, it really is, looking at from where it started to where it is now.
Oh man, yeah, it's definitely growing. I remember, like, even to the point where you can look at the Olympia, where we were just on the expo stage. Now, at least at the night show, we get to be on the big stage. You look at the span of the competitors. Now we have guys like turning pro everywhere, and like, it's just, I think it's really cool. A lot of people say, oh, they're giving out too many pro cards, and I'm like, they're not giving that many out to the places overseas. They get maybe one for overall. It's here where we get a lot. We get a lot here.
Yeah.
That's where we get a lot. But I just love the international part of it. Like, I love to be able, I'm glad, like, I remember the first year they had no Classic shows outside of the States. So now I can do shows in Korea. I can do shows in the UK. I can do shows everywhere. And if you're smart, you can, you know, have a seminar, you know, on the tail end of that, or, you know, something, and make a little extra money. So I definitely think Classic is definitely doing very, very well. We're getting good sponsorships, and I'm calling it now. When the Rock has his show next year in October, it's going to be very, very good for Classic Physique, I think.
Okay. I can see that, man. Yeah, I feel like, you know, a lot of the younger guys, too, I feel like are gravitating toward Classic versus, you know, bodybuilding. You know, at the same time, not everybody's cut out for it. You know, just because you fit weight wise doesn't mean that you are a Classic guy. You know, on the other
hand,
there are guys like yourself, though, that do. You fit extremely well. Like, to me, as I said, man, you're one of my favorite Classic guys. And a big part of that is, I know you really, I mean, you've got the physique, you've got the structure that works really well for the division. Another part of it, I think, is your care for presentation. Talk to me about posing. I mean, what have you been learning in the last year? Because I know posing is something that you've always been really in tune with. I know that you work with a lot of people on their posing. And I know that for you, them, it's always going to be an evolving thing. And we haven't talked in a year or so. That's why I ask, catch me up to date. What's been going on?
Well, shoot, I did a really cool project recently. For Halloween, I did like a Halloween posing video. And what I would really like to do is to do more stuff like that, to try to bring what we do as bodybuilders to people who don't really watch bodybuilding, you know, people who are just interested in art or dance or something like that. If you see the video, if you haven't seen the video, you got to check it out. It's really cool.
All right. We'll have to throw it up here too on
a clip
of it, at least here. Tell me about it though. What were you doing?
So basically, it was just a mixture of posing, and I had Paul Hu do some videography, and it's like almost like I would say like a music video in a sense. It's definitely something I've never seen anyone do before, and it's basically I'm trying to take posing to the next level, and do more and try to submit my name in the posing world forever. But what I've been learning is definitely I've been working on a couple of routines, and it's really nice that I get to work with so many people with posing, because they may play a song, or they may have something they can't do, or they want to have something they oppose a certain pose they want to hit. And then I learn every single day, I'm learning something new. I'm like, okay, well, I can connect this to this. I can do this pose here, you know, add this pose here, or, you know, when a song does this, I can do this, because I'm constantly getting new information in, which is really, really amazing. I have a new routine coming up at the Niagara Falls. I'm pretty excited for it. 2.5 minutes long, and I've been practicing the last few days, and I feel really good about it. It's something interesting, I think. some new poses that I've never done, some new stuff people may have never seen. I've been trying to incorporate, but basically, I mean, anybody who's trying to improve their posing, I always say just go and watch the classic guys. Mm. I mean, the guys who've done it in the past. It's so, Lee Labrada, Muhammad Makawi, Bob Paris, Frank Zane, all these guys.
Nice. So you've been working on this new routine. How long has this thing like been in the works? And I know, I mean, really, it's been in the works since the last time you were on stage. But this actual routine itself, how long have you actually had it kind of polished? And how long have you been working on each of the moves that you'll be putting together for this show? In the choreography you're using, I should say.
Okay. So I found this song about a year ago, actually, and I've been holding off on doing it because for a while. So because I wanted to be in shape to do it, because I did a couple of guest posts and was like, no, I wanted to do this one, you know, 100%. And honestly, I've just started working on a routine a couple of days ago because I was doing the video for Halloween.
Okay.
I was focused on that routine, but it took me maybe 2 days to get all the moves down on what I needed to do. And now, this whole week, I'll just be polishing it up. It'll probably take me maybe 2-3 days to get it 100% where I needed to be.
Right on. Do you feel like, now you said you found this song and you obviously, you emoted with that when you found it and you knew like, oh, I could pose to this.
Definitely. Yeah.
Tell me more about that. I mean, I feel like, yeah, music can be a big, like, emotional push. You know, I feel things, you know. I mean, even when we're talking about, like, Metallica in the car, different music makes me feel different things. What is it that drew you to this particular track? And I know we don't want to know what it is because I don't want somebody to steal it and jump on stage before you.
You know, if they steal it, yeah, they can steal it. I'm
still
going to try to beat them,
I'm kidding.
Well, so basically, I mean, like, it's a different song, like, it's so if when I did this song, the Survivor Routine song, that was like my first intro into something with a little less, you know, wordplay. It had words in there, but it was more so an instrumental, I would say, than anything. But I started to really like that music that they play for. It's kind of like a song that you would hear in a trailer for a movie,
okay,
I would say. And I've been really liking that style of music a lot because, I mean, if you think about it, we're trying to do the same thing as a movie trailer, I would say. Like, we're trying to, in a minute, 2 minutes, we're trying to get people to stop everything they're doing and pay attention to, you know, what's on the stage. And then the way they do that is they have changes in tempo. It starts off slow, it builds up, there's dramatic, you know, music involved in it. It just really, I just could really feel this song. I don't know how to explain it other than that. Yeah.
It's interesting that you are so connected to music for your posing, but like when you're training, you're like, yeah, at this point, you're not connected to it. You know, it's interesting, the dichotomy. It comes, obviously, for you, training is like a completely different place in your brain.
That's I never really thought about that. Yeah, it's a little strange. Yeah. I guess, I don't know. I think there's everything. I got switches. I can switch them on and off and do everything. Yeah.
I've heard other people say that, you know, like I know we mentioned Dusty a little while ago. He's a guy who can lift some incredible weight, but then when he's done with the set, boom, he's making jokes and, you know, cracking and being funny and stuff. So I think that's a good attitude to have, man. And you make a lot of sense too. I mean, just going back to that just like keeping your stress levels down, you know, we only get an opportunity to live once. Let's have fun with it. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. I love Dusty's training. Yo, I've been wanting to train with him for a long, long time. So I don't know when, I think he's in Vegas, right? So
he's in Arizona.
He's in Arizona. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Definitely got to make it out there sooner or later.
We're putting the word out, Dusty. If you're watching this, Dusty, Rough Diesel wants to come out and get a workout in with you.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be fun, man. Yeah, if you guys do, you got to shoot that on some video. We got to see that thing. So, you know, this show is coming up in less than a week from the time that everybody's going to see it. You had mentioned John Meadows is doing your nutrition. Is he still, he's doing your nutrition now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. He's been doing it. I picked him up. So after Matt passed, I followed something similar to what he had gave me for the rest of my off season. And I messaged John because I've known John for years. I've gone to his seminars. We met at one of his seminars. So I just messaged him. I was like, hey, do you think I could be ready for, you know, a show in about 12 weeks? And he's like, yeah. So we talked and we figured it out. And I've been working with him since the beginning of this prep.
That's cool, man. So where are you at with food wise now, you know, being a week out from the show? Is this something you've had to work really hard to get into, or are you still like, is food high or low, or what, basically what's going on?
Food is low, but I would say cardio is kind of low too, which is nice.
Okay.
My carbs are around, on training days, they're 75 grams. So 25 okay. before training and 50 inch of workout. And that's pretty low for me, but cardio is only, it's 55 minutes five times a week, which is, I mean, it's kind of, I think that's kind of moderate in my opinion. I've done a lot more than that before.
Thank you. So you can tell all my clients that right now.
I think it's moderate, yeah.
Yeah.
I've done, I remember one season I did 20 minutes of HIIT plus 25 minutes of steady state twice a day, every day.
Okay.
So
okay.
I was like, yo, that's pretty awful. That's pretty
yeah.
awful.
Yeah, HIIT cardio could get brutal after a while, especially when you're low on food, right?
And then on after leg days, it's just, oh my goodness, yeah. So definitely, I kind of like what he's doing with the methods and everything. I've had maybe three refeeds, and the refeeds have been, well, today is actually my fourth. So I've had four refeeds in this prep, and they're usually like, he gives me an extra 200 grams of carbs to kind of, and he just lets me decide what I have, want to eat. Normally it's like, either jasmine rice, cream of rice. I'll do a bagel, make a burger with some bagels or something. So nothing too crazy.
Okay. So you're not like going out and eating large pizzas and McDonald's and all that stuff, huh?
No.
Do you like to keep it pretty clean in general year round, or where are your thoughts on food in general?
I'm kind of a moderate with everything. So like, I would say that, let's say my off season, I eat pretty clean, I would say, but I did every day. I had something I liked. Like I decided to put a yogurt meal with two scoops of protein, and I had some berries in there. So that's a meal for me. That's pretty
nice.
I think I'm pretty happy. That makes me pretty happy. And then after every workout, I had a bowl of cereal for my post workout. So I didn't really feel the need to go out and eat, you know, crazy every day, because in my meal plan, it was some stuff that I really liked. Besides that, I mean, I would have a cheat meal maybe once a week, and then I do that. It's usually burgers or some ice cream or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got to warn you, man. I'm in Detroit. It's cold right now. Niagara is going to be colder, so just get ready for that. When are you flying out to Niagara?
Thursday. I should have flew out a day earlier because I didn't realize they're doing the show on Friday. Half the show's on Friday.
Oh, no kidding.
Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, but it should be fine. It's only a 3-hour flight, so
okay.
It shouldn't be too bad.
So that's like prejudging is Friday then, I take it? Or oh, wow. Wow, interesting.
I'm like 6:30 p.m. on Friday.
Okay.
And weigh-ins are that morning on Friday.
Okay. Interesting. Kind of like an NPC show almost there.
I don't like it. You know, it's great. I mean, at least I don't have trouble. I'm still under the weight limit, so I don't have to. I feel really bad for anybody who has to make weight and then try to carb up in the course. I want to, in a couple hours.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah. That'd be tough. So what are we talking weight wise? Will you be heavier on the scale than you had been in the past?
Yeah, definitely. I am about. My weight has been really fluctuating. Even when John like lowered, he added cardio, he took away food.
Yeah.
My weight actually jumped up a little bit.
Really?
I am 178 pounds right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So 2 pounds under.
Right on. And then that's still substantially heavier. I mean, you still have to, you've got to cut water and everything, but it sounds like you've got, some extra tissue in there. Obviously the pictures look like you do. And then from here, what was the purpose for jumping into this show? Why haven't you done something sooner, or why didn't you wait to do something later?
Okay, so there was two reasons why I did this show. One, I wanted to kind of work with John before going to the Arnold, you know, doing the big show. And just wanted to kind of see how things were. And the second reason is you actually have to compete this year and place top three to be able to compete at the Arnold next year.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. So really that's where your sights are set. This is on the way to the Arnold is what the goal is then.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That's really cool. I can't remember. Have you competed at the Arnold before?
No, I'm excited. I was going to wait until they started doing invites, but I don't think they're going to do invites anytime soon for classic guys. So,
okay.
So, well, all right, I'll just show up. Yeah.
Right on, man. That's pretty badass. I mean, Arnold is a great show too. There's just, you know, the Olympia is great, but the Arnold has its own, you know, its own ambiance to it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm really excited to do it. I'm really excited to pick out the routine and have, hopefully Arnold will pull out his phone and start recording it. And I'm like, oh, maybe my day.
Yeah. No, he loves the classic guys too. I'm sure that he'll appreciate what you look like. He'll be happy to have you. There's no question.
Yeah, I'm excited.
But before we get there, we've got the Niagara. That's just ahead of you, man. Man, you seem like you're in great spirits. You know, you seem, like I said, just overall, you seem like you're genuinely happy. You know, before we go, tell me a little bit about your life in Florida now. What are you doing there?
I am coaching and have coaching business and clients. That's about all I do. My days are pretty boring. I go to the gym, train with Joe at 10 a.m. in the morning, and then I come home. I kind of work for a bit. If I feel like doing anything, I got my TV right on the other side of here. I'll play some video games.
What do you play?
Pretty. You know what? I used to be really good at like shooting games like COD and Halo, but
yes.
I'm not any good at those anymore, man. I've been playing. Luckily, I'm still a fan. I'm a fan of RPGs too. So I play, I've been playing Skyrim, replaying through that for a little bit. So
right on.
Besides, yeah, that's what I do. And then, I got a girlfriend up in Canada that we're trying to figure out how, you know, what we're going to do about her coming here or me going there. And life is pretty good right now, I would say. Life is going pretty good.
Well, good luck with the Canadian situation. If you figure that out, let me know. I'm dealing with the same circumstances right now. The borders, it's Canada. They're friendly, but they don't, you know. The border is a whole other situation. So it's a
pain in the butt. Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
So is that one of your motivating factors to go up there too? You guys can be together and hang out in Canada for a while. Yeah. That'll be fun, man.
Yeah. That'd be nice. Definitely.
That'd be fun. So are you staying extra time then and hang out at Niagara Falls?
I'll be there for 5 or 6 days. Yeah. 5 or 6 days. So I'll be
cool,
there.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. You guys will get a chance to maybe do like the romantic thing and have some food after the show, enjoy the falls and all that. It'd be cool, man.
I'm excited. I've never been, and like hopefully they got some good food there to enjoy. And I'm just gonna relax. I always do that after every show. Like I don't understand how bodybuilders just go somewhere different and then don't see anything. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I always try to sightsee at least one day. You know, 1 or 2 days after.
You've gotten to do a lot of traveling too because of bodybuilding, haven't you?
Oh my goodness! Yes, I got people. I think the biggest thing for me was, you know, treating this as a business and not just as something else where like, okay, pretty much every event I've done, like, well, not every, half the events I've done, let's say Korea, I reached out to Korea. I didn't wait for someone to contact me. I would say, hey, would like to come out there.
Yeah.
When I did a tour of Europe, I planned that all myself and I found partners that were in those countries to help me bring people there. So like you really had, like, it'd be nice to have a manager and have all of this and all of that. But if you want to make it happen, you can make it happen.
Yeah. That's cool, man. Yeah. It sounds like you're getting the most out of it. Really. That's what it comes down to, you know?
Definitely.
That's pretty cool. Well, I really appreciate your time, Terrence. And I'm looking forward to seeing how things go out at Niagara, and I can't wait to see you at the Arnold. Man, that's going to be here in no time, you know, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be a good show, I'm sure of that. All right. And if people want to reach out to you, I'm sure they all know your Instagram, but what's your Instagram, and do you have a website or anything that you could share with us?
Yeah. Instagram is Rough Diesel. Website's roughdiesel.com.
Oh, yeah, Rough Diesel. All right, guys. We've got Terrence Ruffin, IFBB Pro, heading in to the Niagara Pro coming up at the end of the week here. Terrence, thank you for your time, brother.
All right.